जय जय अद्वैत आचार्य जय दयामो जय जय अद्वैत आचार्य जय दयामो यारे हूं करे गौर अवतार हो यारे हूं करे गौर प्रेम दाता सीतानाथ करुणा सागर प्रेम दाता यार प्रेम रसे आयला गौर दयामया अर प्रेम रस आयला जहरे करुणा करी कृपा दिते जय जहरे पादते जया प्रेम रसे से जाने चैतन्य गुणमय प्रेम रसे ते जाने ताहरा पदते देवा लोया शरण से जन पाइला गौर प्रेम महाधन ये मन दया निधि तेने लाभ दे लोचन बोले निज माथे वज्र पड़िनो लोचन बोले निज माथे जय जय अद्वैत आचार्य जय दयामया जय जय अद्वैत आचार्य दारे हुंकारे गौर अवतार हो जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जयाद्वैतचंद्र जय गौरभक्तवृंदा Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Advaita Acharya Jaya Dayamoy. All glories to Advaita Acharya, who is full of great mercy towards all the suffering souls like us. Jare Hunkare Gauravatara Hoy, by whose loud calling Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended into this world. Prema Data Sitanath Karuna Sagar. Sitanath is Advaita Acharya Prabhu, who is the Lord of Sita Thakurani. He has come to bestow prema on all of us, who is actually a Karuna Sagar, ocean of mercy. Jara Prem Rase Ayla Gauradayamoy. By his loving call, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come in this world to give mercy. So you will always hear that Shrimati Radharani awards services to those jivas who have attained the shelter of Lord Nityananda. And then one can attain the opportunity for service. But how does Lord Nityananda and Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu offer mercy? That you will read in other places, that one has to get the mercy of Advaita Acharya Prabhu. Jara Prema Rase Ayla Gauradayamoy. Because he is the one who brings them here. Jahare Karuna Kari Kripa Dite Jaya. Prema Rase Se Jane Chaitanya Guna Maya. So, on the person in whom Lord Advaita Acharya Prabhu shows Kripa, that person is bestowed upon, that person is bestowed with prema, prema rasa, which means when Advaita Acharya Prabhu bestows mercy, then Gauranitai bestow their mercy. Tahara padete jeba laya sharana sejana paila gaura prema mahadana. If anybody takes shelter of Advaita Acharya Prabhu, they get the greatest wealth of gaura prema. And that we will understand when we hear the pastimes of Advaita Acharya Prabhu. How is love for Gauranga Mahaprabhu activated by hearing the pastimes of Advaita Acharya Prabhu? You will understand that point. Anyemana dayara nidhi kene na bhajino lochana bole nija mate vajra padino. He is such an ocean of compassion. If somebody would not worship this great personality, Advaita Acharya Prabhu, he is so unfortunate, like the person on whose head a thunderbolt falls. He is as unfortunate as that person, one who loses the opportunity for worshipping this great Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya Prabhu ki Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuh Vanmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakara Mahyam Dadati Sva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Ho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sadgrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sakhitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha Namavom Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurat Tushe Namaha हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे So today is the most auspicious appearance of Advaitacharya Prabhu. So we will discuss a few aspects of Advaitacharya's life so that we will know his identity and he will know his activities and we will know how we can benefit by his mercy. So I have put up all this on the slideshow so that you all can repeat after me when I am reciting. See, this is his first identity explained here. Mahavishnur jagat karta mayaya yasrijatyadah tasyavatara evayam advaitacharya ishwarah. He says Mahavishnu, whose main function is to create the cosmic world through the actions of Maya, that Advaitacharya is the incarnation of Mahavishnu. Actually, this is only a very brief verse. There are many other literatures which have been describing about Advaitacharya's identity. If you take all of them together and see his identity, you will come to understand that the Supreme Lord Krishna expands as Swamshas and Vibhinnamshas. We know that, isn't it? So as Swamshas, when he expands, there are several incarnations. If you study the whole chapter on incarnations, and say Krishna is like 10,000 volt bulb, then there are 9,500, there's 9,000, like Mahavishnu is like 8,000. Because immediately after Krishna, there is Balaram. There is a Mula Sankarshan comes from Balaram. From Mula Sankarshan comes Narayana. And then there is a Mahasankarshan who comes from Narayana. From Mahasankarshan comes Mahavishnu. So, and Mahavishnu and Mahadev, they come simultaneously. So, you will see that sometimes Mahadev is comparable with Mahavishnu. In many places you will find that. But Advaitacharya Prabhu is who? Advaitacharya comes exactly in a role in between Mahavishnu and Mahadev. Just like if you want to construct a building, you have a seed idea in the mind that I want to have a bungalow. And then you make a blueprint. And then the actual house is built. Similarly, Mahavishnu, whatever he desires, he conceives, there is a personality who comes in between Mahavishnu and Shiva. Who actually gives the blueprint for the material world. And then Shiva actually engages with the material world. Advaitacharya doesn't engage with the material world. He is in between. That's the example given. Another example is given. Just like the sun, you know, glances the material nature. And in the material nature, there are also crops grown, you know, vegetables, fruits and everything grows like that. But there are juices provided to the vegetables and fruits and everything. So Advaitacharya is like the juice, it is explained. Because the sun creates and the material nature actually manifests things. So Shiva and Parvati are directly in the material world itself. And Lord Narayana doesn't touch the material world. But there is an intermediate role played by a personality, and that personality is Advaita Acharya Prabhu. If you want to know about that, it is explained in one of the... This is the Adi Leela 6th chapter. Actually, in the Adi Leela 1st chapter also, okay, I'll read these few verses because we are talking about his identity. This is Adi Leela 6th chapter, 16th verse. आपने पुरुष विश्वेर निमित्त कारण अद्वैत रूपे उपादान हय नारायण. लॉर्ड विष्णु हिमसेल्फ इज द एफिशिएंट कॉज ऑफ द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड एंड नारायण इन द फॉर्म ऑफ श्री अद्वैत इज द मटेरियल कॉज और उपादान. लॉर्ड विष्णु इज हिज एफिशिएंट एस्पेक्ट ग्लांसेस ओवर द मटेरियल एनर्जी एंड श्री अद्वैत एज द मटेरियल कॉज क्रिएट्स द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड. यू हैव टू सी ऑल द वर्सेस टुगेदर. Although the Sankhya philosophy accepts that the material ingredients are the cause, the creation of the world never arises from dead matter. The Lord infuses the material ingredients with His own creative potency. Then by the power of the Lord, creation takes place. And then He says this verse, this is verse number 20, Adi Leela, 6th chapter, 20th verse.
Advaita rupe kare shakti sancharana अतएव अद्वैत हयेन मुख्य कारण.
इन द फॉर्म ऑफ अद्वैत ही इन्फ्यूजेस द मटेरियल इंग्रेडिएंट्स विद क्रिएटिव एनर्जी. देयरफॉर अद्वैत इज द ओरिजिनल कॉज ऑफ क्रिएशन. ही सेज श्री अद्वैत आचार्य इज द क्रिएटर ऑफ मिलियंस एंड मिलियंस ऑफ यूनिवर्सेस एंड बाय हिज एक्सपेंशंस एज गर्भदक्ष विष्णु ही मेंटेन्स ईच एंड एवरी यूनिवर्स. Shri Advaita, here comes the point. Shri Advaita is the principal Anga of Narayana. He is called as principal Anga of Narayana. Sei Narayaner Mukhya Anga Advaita Anga Shabde Amshakari Kahe Bhagavata. Srimad Bhagavatam speaks of Anga as a plenary portion or Amsha of the Lord. That is saying. Then he is asking a question, Kaviraj Goswami. Why has Sri Advaita been called a limb and not a part? What is the difference between Anga and Amsha? He is asking. The reason is that limb implies greater intimacy. Like for example, hand is the limb of the body and finger is the part of the body. Finger is, finger's role is smaller than the hand's role. Therefore, he is saying the difference between Amsha, Anga and Amsha. Which is more bigger? Anga. And Amsha is more smaller. Sri Advaita, who is a reservoir of virtues, is the main limb of Mahavishnu. Main limb, he is saying. His full name is Advaita, for he is identical in all respects with that Lord. As he had formerly created all the universes, now he descended to introduce the path of bhakti. He delivered all living beings by offering the gift of Krishna Bhakti. He explained the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam in the light of devotion service. Yeah. So, here this purport is important purport. This is verse number 28. Adi Leela 6.28. Although Sri Advaita Prabhu is an incarnation of Vishnu, for the welfare of conditioned souls, he manifested himself as a servitor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, but he is behaving in the mood of a devotee. Same way, Advaita Acharya Prabhu is an incarnation of Vishnu, but he is behaving as a servant of Lord. And throughout all his activities, he showed himself to be an eternal servitor of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya Nityananda also manifested the same principle, although they all belong to the category of Vishnu. If Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, Advaita Prabhu had exhibited their all-powerful Vishnu potencies within this material world, people would have become greater impersonalists, monists and self-worshippers than they had already become under the spell of this age. Therefore, the personality of Godhead and his different incarnations and forms played the parts of devotees to instruct the conditioned souls how to approach the transcendental stage of devotional service. Advaita Acharya especially intended to teach the conditioned souls about devotional service. The word acharya means teacher. The special function of such a teacher is to make people Krishna conscious. A bona fide teacher following in the footsteps of Advaita Acharya has no other business than to spread the principles of Krishna consciousness all over the world. The real qualification of an acharya is that he presents himself as a servant of the Supreme. Such a bona fide acharya can never support the demoniac activities of atheistic men, like that he says. Yeah. And then he has given the occupation of Advaita Acharya. Bhakti upadesha vinu tarana hi karya atayeva namahaila Advaita Acharya. He is saying, why his name is called Advaita Acharya? Bhakti upadesha vinu tarana hi karya. There is no other work he does other than giving bhakti upadesh. He is saying. And then he is saying, Vaishnavera guru te ho jagatera arya. Dui nama milane haila Advaita Acharya. He is a spiritual master of all devotees and is the most revered personality in the world. Here comes the Shiva aspect. Sadashiva is actually the Charachara Guru. He is called as Muninam Guru, Loka Guru, Charachara Guru. Shiva is called as the Guru of the whole universe. So here is the Guru aspect of, he is a spiritual master of all devotees. And his most revered personality in the world is saying, Jagatera Arya. By a combination of these two names, his name is Advaita Acharya. So, therefore his name is, the word Acharya is there. Acharya is there, why? Because he sets an example and he is Acharya for the whole world. And he is non-different from Narayana, therefore he is called Advaita. So, Advaita aspect is his Anga aspect of Narayana. And Acharya aspect is his teacher aspect. Becoming the teacher of the whole world. Since he is a limb or part of the lotus-eyed Supreme Lord, he also bears the name Kamalaksha. As it says, okay. These are the important ones. So, I can give you an homework, very nice section to read. Adrila 6th chapter, verse number 36 to 117. 36 to 117. Very amazing section. He talks about the glories of the emotion of servant, which all avatars wanted. All avatars want to have. So, in that section he is saying, Advaita Acharya is the principal limb of Lord Chaitanya. Another limb of Lord Chaitanya is Nityananda Prabhu. So you will find in the right hand side of Lord Chaitanya, the Nityananda and Advaita Acharya. So they are called as the primary angas, primary limbs of Lord Chaitanya. The devotee is headed by Shivas and are his smaller limbs. They are like his hands, face, eyes and disc and other weapons. For example, the holy name is like the shankh. Shiva's Thakur is like the chakra. Lord Nityananda and Advaita Acharya Prabhu are like the gada. And Lord's beautiful face is like the lotus. So this comparison Kaviraj Goswami gives. We will again ask, Lord's lotus face of Lord Chaitanya is compared to? It's compared to lotus. Because that is one of the powerful angas which attracts all the jivas towards Lord Chaitanya. And gada, Lord Nityananda and Advaita Acharya Prabhu. They are like gada. Both are powerful. And Shiva's Thakur compared to chakra. And the holy name is compared to conch. Because by blowing the shank, the sleeping souls wake up. So, and Shiva's Thakur is Narada Muni also. Correct, no? So, in the rest of it, this section you can read further. This is a very, very beautiful section. So the whole section is on joy of servitorship. Maybe one or two verses we'll read, then we go to the pastimes. Krishna Dasa Abhimane Ye Ananda Sindhu Koti Brahma Sukanahe Tara Yekabindu. The conception of servitude to Sri Krishna generates such an ocean of joy in the soul. That even the joy of oneness with the absolute, if multiplied 10 million times, could not compare to a drop of it. He's saying. So you can weigh these two things. One is becoming one with Supreme God in Brahma Jyoti. And you multiply it by how many times? 10 million times. And that cannot be equated to even one drop of the ocean of bliss that devotee gets by becoming a servant of the Lord. There is a joy of servitorship. This is the main theme here. And then if you read this whole section, you will enjoy it more. In our short time, we will not be able to cover this. Therefore, I am not going through it fully. And how the Advaitacharya Prabhu experienced the servitorship? Here is the verse. This you all can repeat. Chaitanya radasamo ye chaitanya radas. Chaitanya radasamo ye taradase radas. I am servant of Lord Chaitanya. Yes, servant of Lord Chaitanya. I am a servant of Lord Chaitanya and a servant of his servants, he is saying. Saying this, Advaita Prabhu dances and loudly sings. Then at the next moment, he quietly sits down. That's what he says. I have to say something about Sadashiv also. So let us see, Rudra, who is an expansion of Sadashiva and who appears in unlimited universes, is also Gunavatara and is an ornament of all the demigods in the endless universes. Okay, and then Prabhupada says here, he also desires only to be a servant of Lord Krishna. Sri Sadashiva always says, I am a servant of Lord Krishna. Intoxicated by ecstatic love for Lord Krishna, he becomes overwhelmed and incessantly dances without clothing and sings about Lord Krishna's qualities and pastimes. All the emotions, whether those of father, mother, teacher, okay, are all full of sentiments of servitude. That's the nature of love of Krishna, he says. But I'm not able to locate that purport where the where there's a verse on how Advaitacharya Prabhu adopts the mood of Sadashiva. So his identity is his expansion of Mahavishnu, but he adopts the mood of Sadashiva. What is the mood of Sadashiva? Compassion. Actually, Sadashiva has two moods. One is he is the guru of the whole universe, and another mode is he is extremely compassionate towards the suffering souls. And he is very determined to deliver the suffering souls. So these two moods are taken by Advaitacharya. And you can recite the second verse. Advaitam harina advaitat. Acharyam bhakti shamsanat. Bhakta avataram yesham tam. Advaitacharyam ashraye. See, the first line, Advaitam Harina Advaita, means Advaita is non-different from Hari because it's expansion of Narayana, expansion of Mahavishnu. And Acharyam Bhakti Shamsanath. As an Acharya, he propagates the Bhakti path. So, Bhakta Avataram Isham. You know that Panchatattvatmakam Krishna verse. In that, he's saying he's called as Bhakta Avatar. He is the Lord and the incarnation of the Lord's devotee. He always acts as Lord's devotee. Advaita Acharya Mashtraya. See, when you think of Mahavishnu lying in the causal ocean, millions of universes coming from him, what is the first thought that comes to your mind? He has a very huge form and he is in Yoga Nidra and he is sending out millions of universes. Beyond that, we don't know anything about him. But how much compassion he feels in his heart is not known to us. And if you want to know, then you have to see his Advaitacharya incarnation. Advaitacharya manifests his compassion. Because Mahavishnu, while creating the millions of universes and producing a facility for all of us to live, within his heart he feels a great compassion. And he exercises that compassion by expanding himself as Advaitacharya and entering into the universe. So therefore, you will find some of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and Panchatattva, you will find they surpass even the understanding of the Puranas. For example, when Advaita Acharya Prabhu once wanted to be a servant of Lord Chaitanya, but Advaita Acharya was actually almost like a grandfather of Lord Chaitanya in his age. And he was a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. So he was naturally highly respected by Mahaprabhu with obeisances and everything. Advaita Acharya hated it. So he thought that Krishna is supreme and I am only expansion of Mahavishnu. So I am subordinate to him. But how is it that Lord is treating me like a master? And so he always considered himself a servant and he wanted to get an opportunity to be treated as a servant. So keeping this in mind, Advaita Acharya made a plan and he went to Shantipur and suddenly started proclaiming the Advaita philosophy from Yoga Vasishta to a group of people. So because he was a great Vaishnava and leader of Vaishnavas, when he spoke from Yoga Vasishta like this, the news spread like wildfire. And the news reached Nimai Pandit in Navadvip. So then Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, both of them, decided to go to Shantipur to meet Advaita Acharya to find out what is the matter. So on the way they went to a place called Lalitpur to deliver one sannyasi. And then afterwards when they came to Shantipur, Nimai Pandit saw Advaita Acharya preaching. As soon as Advaita Acharya saw Nimai Pandit coming, he even more loudly proclaimed within his hearing that the ultimate goal of life is to merge into the Supreme. The Jiva is one with the Lord. And Bhakti is subordinate to Jnana. Bhakti has no independent existence other than, you know, taking assistance of Jnana and things like that he spoke. So when Nimai Pandit stood for a while and heard what he said, he became uncontrollable. He went running to Advaita Acharya Prabhu and caught hold of him and asked, "Hey Advaita, tell me, which is supreme? Is Bhakti supreme? Is Jnana supreme?" So Advaita Acharya Prabhu laughed and said, "Just now I said, the ultimate goal of life is to merge into the impersonal Brahman," he said. So Nimai Pandit, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he got so wild. He practically put Advaita Acharya down to the ground and he started beating his body because he's saying that, "Hey Advaita, I was lying very peacefully in the milk ocean and since you called me so fervently I came, is this the way you punish me by speaking such bogus philosophy of impersonalism?" So when Sita Thakurani saw that, she came running. She said, "He's an old man, don't beat him, he will die." At that time Advaita Acharya leapt in the air, laughing and smiling and jumping and loudly calling the holy names, he said. And that is the time he said, "Today you have accepted me as your servant and you have bet me. All these days you were doing a drama of being my servant." And then Advaita looked into the eyes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, "Oh my Lord, when Bhrigumuni came and kicked on your chest, you caught hold of his feet and spoke very humbly. Oh great sage, your feet must be paining. My chest is very hard. Let me massage your feet. Even Lakshmi residing in my chest will become pleased by the kick that you gave on my chest. Where is that humility gone now?" He asked. "Now, you didn't behave with that humility. Rather, you punished me as a servant. So, in this way, I have tricked you to accept me as your servant," he said. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very ashamed. Again, he accepted Advaita Acharya as his master. Again. So, from this pastime, you can see, we only know from Puranas Lord Vishnu's humility. Here is a devotee who is actually even surpassing the Lord through love. Actually, this is what makes the Vrindavan so extraordinary. Like once, Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada was in some particular place and one devotee was cooking kachoris and the fragrance was coming, smell was coming. Prabhupada asked, what is he cooking? And they said, "Prabhupada, kachoris they are making." And one devotee said, "Prabhupada, can I bring one or two for you?" And Prabhupada said, "Why not? Please bring it." And immediately, one of the Mataji disciples was in the neighborhood. She said, "Hey, no, you cannot bring kacharis for Prabhupada. Doctor has prohibited it now for some time. You cannot eat it." So, Prabhupada told the devotee, "Okay, I will not eat because the starvation committee has come now." He said, so there are three devotees who are always around Prabhupada who are very strict with the eatables given to Prabhupada. So now can some disciples of Prabhupada control Prabhupada? Is it possible? They can only control out of affection for him, out of love for him, for his own good health. Prabhupada says, "Bring me a kachori." Who can say, "I won't bring"? But if they are concerned about his health, they can do that. And Prabhupada allowed them to control him out of love. Similarly, we only know Lord Vishnu behaving in a humble manner with Bhrigu. But here Advaita Acharya played such a trick on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu where even Lord lost his control and became angry and bit his devotee. And the devotee said, "Oh my Lord, where is your humility now?" He made Lord become embarrassed. So you will see Advaita Acharya. Therefore, when you read these pastimes of Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are all extraordinary pastimes. This is what I told you. This is exactly the work of Advaita Acharya. He infuses the material ingredients, pradhan. Mahavishnu's job is glancing over material energy. And Advaita Acharya's job is infusing the material ingredients, pradhan. And Shiva's job is interacting with material nature, Durga. That is one step below this. Third, which is not written here, which is assumed, which is understood. Yeah. Amongst Acharyam Bhakti Shamsanat, 500 years ago, the symptoms of, in Navadvipa are explained in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. How people had become completely irreligious and atheistic and degraded. And this is one category of people who were atheistic and who were studying all kinds of arguments and dialogues and everything they would have with nothing to do with scriptures, nothing to do with God. Then there are other category of people who were apparently religious, but who are worshipping snake goddesses, worshipping different demigods. After getting their sons, daughters married, then they would get some toys and they would marry the toys also. They are wasting their life. So when Advaita Acharya and all the Vaishnavas saw the situation, in Chaitanya Bhagavata it is mentioned that all the Vaishnavas cried tears. Why are they not understanding bhakti to Krishna, the path of devotional service? Why are they not utilizing the human form of life? Why are they not doing pure devotional service? And why are they worshipping different demigods and just accumulating material benefits? And this Kali Yuga has already started and Kali Yuga life is very short. So the Vaishnavas lamented while Advaita Acharya, he roared like a lion. He said, if all these people continue being so materialistic and if the Lord doesn't descend, I will take my chakra and destroy them all. Now we may think, is it not a criminal activity to destroy everybody with the chakra? But actually when Lord delivers people with chakra, they will all be liberated. Correct? Now that is his specialty. He can kill and liberate people. But then Advaita Acharya said, instead of doing that, I will bring the Supreme Lord down to the earth. Because now the situation is so bad, unless he himself descends, there is no possibility of, bringing a large scale transformation and especially, bringing faith in the holy name in the people. Lord himself should descend. So then he read in Gautamiya Tantra, where there was a verse which he read about the Tulasi Dal. If one offers Tulasi Dal and Ganga Jal to Shaligram Shila and chants the holy names, Lord immediately becomes attracted by such a worship. So here you see in the picture Advaita Acharya sitting on the bank of Ganges. worshipping Shaligram Shila with very great fervent devotion. So when our Srila Prabhupada went to the Western world, before going to Western world, he went to Advaita Bhavan. So somebody may ask, why he specifically went to Advaita Bhavan? See, our Prabhupada was very, very intelligent. He knew the right place to go for begging for mercy. He went to Vrindavan and stayed in Radha Damodar. Whose deity is Radha Damodar? That means Jiva Goswami is known for literature, for writing lakhs of verses. He is very famous for writing. So Prabhupada took shelter of that place. So he has Jiva Goswami's mercy. And in the same place, there is also Samadhi of Rupa Goswami also. So Rupa Goswami is Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam. He knows the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So sitting in the shelter of Radha Damodar, who is the deity of Jiva Goswami, through the window Prabhupada was taking darshan of Rupa Goswami Samadhi, drawing Rupa Goswami's mercy also. And after writing the books, he has to go to West now to preach. But in the Western world, Prabhupada knew that it is so degraded, Lord Chaitanya's mercy is not enough. So he established Gaur Nithai there. Nithai also he included. Because Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mercy is good, but Gauranga Mahaprabhu lifted the chakra to kill Jagai Madai, but Nityanpu came in between and delivered Jagai Madai by giving them, you know, Krishna Prema. So Prabhupada had Gaur Nithai established there. But before going to West, he went to Advaita Bhavan for the same reason. Because who brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to this world? Advaitacharya. So Prabhupada wanted to bring Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu to Western world. So he thought, let me take shelter of Advaitacharya Prabhu. Because he has the potency to bring. So here comes the most important point that in the path of bhakti, this attaching ourselves to great souls and by taking their help, we can do great things. So this principle is shown by our Srila Prabhupada. So he went to the Advaita Bhavan and fervently chanted many, many mantra, holy names. Advaita Bhavan Pujari used to watch, oh, this personality is coming regularly. Later on, one day he saw Prabhupada had taken up sannyas. And then he was going to the West. Later on, just after a few years, Advaita Bhavan Pujari saw some American boys and girls had come to Advaita Bhavan. And he saw them and asked, where are you from? They said, we are from America. He saw their back to got it in their hands. Backside, he found Prabhupada's photo. And he said, oh, this Swamiji had come here before to pray for Advaita Acharya's mercy. Now he has done what he aspired for. This I told you. Okay, this section you are going to read it yourself. When Advaita Acharya was in Navadvip, at that time, one of his special activities was every day gathering all the Vaishnavas together and reading Srimad Bhagavatam as a group of devotees studying together. And he was actually leader of Vaishnavas and inspiring everyone. So when they would be reading, at that time, Jagannath Mishra's elder son, Vishwarupa, used to come regularly. He was a part of Advaita Acharya's Vaishnava Sangha. So, the small Gaurhari, who was a very tender child, would come also sometimes to call his elder brother. So, when he would come to call, people would see, all the Vaishnavas would see him with the curly hairs and a round face. Everything was similar like Krishna, except that the color was golden. That's all. So Advaita Acharya used to become very fascinated. One amazing thing with Advaita Acharya's pastime is, when Lord Chaitanya descended in this world, he did not come to see him as if he did not know his identity. He behaved like that. But when Nimai Pandit went to Ishwarapuri in Gaya, Prayag, and he took initiation and he returned back, and he was actually a Krishna-haunted man. At that time, when he returned back to Advaita Acharya Bhavan, Advaita Acharya sang poetry on Krishna, and Nimai Pandit fainted to the ground unconscious. Actually, Advaita Acharya was worshipping Krishna deity at that time. When Nimai Pandit came, he took the same paraphernalia and worshipped him. Even our Gadadhar Pandit was surprised. He asked, why do you worship Nimaya Pandit? Advaita Acharya then revealed the identity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, all these are covered incarnations. They look like ordinary human beings, Panchatattva. They are flooding the world with Krishna Naam and Krishna Prem. But therefore, Kaviraj Goswami, in the Vrindavan Das Thakur writes that these things eventually in the future will be included as a part of the Vedas. He says that. So when you talk about the those scriptures in the pursuance of the Vedic literature, how you will find when you read the scriptures, there are certain things mentioned in scriptures which are mystical for us. For example, Suvarnavarna Hemango Varangaschandanangadi Sanyasakrit Samashanta Nishtashanti Parayana. Like that, there is a line in the Vishnu Sahasranama. In South India, in one of the temples, the various incarnations of Vishnu are carved on the wall. And the last one carved is Vishnu as a sannyasi. So, you ask any of the people in South, who is this sannyasi? They will not know. Many of them don't know. So, one of the disciples of Isvaranath Bhaktivika Swami has clicked a photo of that. He took Isvaranath Bhaktivika Swami and showed him that here is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, many of them wonder that where does Vishnu become a sannyasi? Sannyasakrit Samashanta Nishtashanti Parayana, it says. And Suvarnavarna Hemango. His complexion is Hema Anga, which means golden complexion. And there is sandalwood pulp on his body. So, when therefore you will find Mirabai in her, one of her songs, she says that Lord who had curly locks of hair has now shaved his head. That Lord who carried a flute and played and attracted the hearts of all, now he is carrying a danda in his hand. The one who wore pitambar, which charmed the hearts of all Vijabhasis, now he is wearing the saffron clad clothes, and his body is shining in golden complexion. He is dancing and singing the holy name and falling on the ground and rolling on the ground. I bow down to him. Like that, she wrote. If you want the exact lines, you can ask His Holiness Navagindra Maharaj. He sings in one of his songs. Mirabai sings. So, different Krishna great devotees recognized. Like Jiva Goswami, he is so learned. But you will find Rup, Sanatan, Jiva and all of them accepted Lord Chaitanya as Supreme. And they have quoted evidences from Chaitanya Upanishad and Atharva Veda and from Bhagavatam also, many other references like that. In the same manner, all these different incarnations, one has to go, if one wants to study deeply, then one will understand why our Goswamis, such learned people, have accepted these incarnations. So, when Advaita Acharya Prabhu, being leader of Vaishnavas and leader of Brahmanas, in those days, the Brahminical culture was very strong. At that time, one of the days in the festival, where the Shraddha Patra will be offered to the best of the Brahmanas. You will see, whenever there is a Shraddha at home, they have one very big leaf, in which, not just one leaf, sometimes they put four leaves, three or four big leaves, and they make a big plate, and the number of items is maximum in that. And that is, so in our home also I have seen that they would have that leaf, and who is supposed to sit in that? Sit for eating? The best of the Brahmanas. So we used to have one Balu Vadyar. So he would have a tall and hefty personality with a big belly. He's the leader of all the Brahmanas. Any Brahmana would see him, all other Brahmanas would fall on the ground and offer their obeisances. And until he completes all the puja and everything and he doesn't sit on that place and begins eating, only then everybody else can eat. But that post was offered by Advaita Acharya to whom? Haridas Thakur. He not only, actually tried to see the comparison. Advaita Acharya is the best of the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. Advaita and Haridas Thakur was from a Muslim family, so considered a Mlecha. And Advaita Acharya is a Grihastha, the household order. And Haridas Thakur is a renunciate. And he is such a renunciate that even when Maya Devi herself came, he gave her Diksha and sent her off. Isn't it? He is a supreme renunciate. Isn't it? But they are best of friends. Adwaitacharya and Haridas Thakur, they are thick friends. Adwaitacharya knew that this is Kali Yuga. The holy name of the Lord is the Yuga Avatar, Yuga Dharma, and the Yuga Avatar, Lord Chaitanya, is coming to propagate the holy name. And anyone who becomes a Namacharya, propagating the holy name by chanting it 3 lakh names every day, and also preaching the holy name to others. Who is doing that? Haridas Thakur. So when Haridas Thakur was called, Haridas Thakur very much hesitated. There are so many other Brahmanas, what will they think? So he said, I don't deserve this. I am so fallen and everything. So Adwaitacharya told them, you are the best of the Brahmanas, he told them. In front of all the Brahmanas, he fed him. You see, his name is also Acharya, which means he sets an example for the world. He wanted to teach the world. If somebody chants a holy name, you should be given the respect better than a Brahmana. Actually, now you do this to anybody, you make a Shraddha Patra and give to some lower class person, nobody is going to take it seriously because everybody is low class now. Correct, no? All over the world, things have become so degraded now. There is no culture. But at that time, when the culture and tradition and the principles were so strict, in those days, by mistake a Muslim would sprinkle water on a Hindu, the Hindu would be considered as outcast. You would be considered as Muslim and Hindus won't accept them. In such a time to invite him to sit in the Shraddha Patra, how many of you think it's a little difficult? Agree, na? Correct? Not little difficult, too much difficult. But Adwaitacharya did that. You can see that. So he is setting an example of what is the standard of a Vaishnava. So there are many pastimes. Now I have exceeded the time, 9 o'clock. But I have given you a section, homework section for you. You can delight in that section of how, beginning with Balaram, and even Yashoda, and even Nanda, and even Mahavishnu, and all other incarnations, they all adopt the mood of servant towards Krishna. Although out of intimacy, they may take Krishna, they may control Krishna out of love. Yashoda may be showing a stick, but in heart of heart, she always feels, I am servant of Krishna. So Adwaitacharya stands for that mood of being a servant of the Lord. And in this way, he relishes the joy of becoming Mahaprabhu's servant. So today, on this auspicious day of Adwaitacharya's appearance, we can contemplate on how he begged for the mercy of the Lord by chanting the holy name and inviting him to descend in this world. So we also want to invite the Lord to descend in our own hearts. And once Lord comes into our hearts, there will be no more darkness. There will be enlightenment and enlivenment in our heart. So he called the Lord to come into this world. And he gave us the gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy and Nityananda Prabhu's mercy to everyone. So we will pray at the lotus feet of Adwaitacharya Prabhu that by his mercy, may Lord Gaur Nitai dance in our hearts. Shri Adwaitacharya ki, Shri Gaur Nitai ki, Shri Prabhupada ki.
So, good question. Hare Krishna. Very small question is that Lord Chaitanya said to Adwaitacharya, when he was annoyed with Adwaitacharya, that I was sleeping peacefully in the milk ocean and you brought me here and now you are punishing me like this. Lord Krishna, Chaitanya is Krishna himself, avatari. Why he is saying I was sleeping in the milk ocean?
So this proves the principle of Advaita Machyuta Manadi Mananta Rupam. All the Vishnu Tattvas are Advaitam. Means they are all, what do you call it? They are all one person manifesting in multiple forms. For example, there is no difference between Krishna and Lord Vishnu lying in the milk ocean, or Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or Lord Rama. They all have Advaitam principle. For example, if you tell Lord Ram something, that will be known to Krishna also. And that will be known to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. So it's the same person manifesting in different forms. One of our problems is in this world, we can't expand like that. So therefore we wonder. We see Lord Vishnu lying in milk ocean to be separate from Chaitanya or separate from Krishna and Goloka. Therefore we, because of the Dvaita principle, we think that they are different personalities. But it's like, therefore the example of the, what do you call it, the candle is given. When you lit up with one candle, all the candles look equally luminescent. So therefore, Rama Dimurti Shukala Niyamena Tishthan Nana Avatara Makarod Bhuvanesh Krishna Sama. So that verse says that, so just as all candles look equally luminescent, similarly Lord expands into multiple forms. And one form is non-different from another. This is the non-different aspect. But why then we say Krishna is avatari and everyone else is avatar? That is from a tattva point of view, to explain the source is one. Because there is at least one candle should be there. Then only you can have other candles. And that one candle is Krishna. So, when he is saying, I was lying in the milk ocean and you called me, so I appeared in this world to you. So, which means actually he is also Mahavishnu, he is also Balaram. But instead of keeping himself as one, he multiplies in so many forms to increase the leelas. Otherwise, leelas cannot happen. If leelas don't happen, then the jivas have no work to do. Therefore, Lord multiplies himself in various forms. All right?